From Chicago, I'm Ron Lau, and this is Circumspect. Today on Circumspect, we're going to air in its entirety a 26-minute interview I did today with Stan and Terry on WCKG-FM radio in Chicago. We had a great time talking about circumcision, foreskin restoration, human rights. If you stick with us till the end, I'll also tell you how you can be a guest on Circumspect. Gonna watch me grow. Hello, thanks for joining us on Circumspect Volume 2. Today we're going to air the interview that I did on Chicago radio today with Stan and Terry, midday hosts at WCKG-FM in Chicago. As is probably always the case with something like this, there are things you wish would have been said, but on balance, I think we had a great time for 26 minutes. We got the word about intactness out to a new audience, possibly, and we had some good information going about foreskin restoration and what men can do to help themselves. So we'll be listening to that in just a few seconds. In fact, 10 seconds from now. Stay with us.
Circumcised? You have no idea what you're missing. Go to tlctugger.com for the pleasure you deserve. tlctugger.com.
Stan and Terry. 105.9 WCKG. Chicago's free FM.
It's the Stan and Terry Show here on Free FM, 591 WCKG, 591-9254. And
before we do that, I need to take care of a little business here.
All right.
Let me move this into position.
Uh-huh.
And say that...
The Bud Light Box Office is now open.
Be caller number 10, and you will win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Chicago Blackhawks game at the United Center. Yeah, when we did the show the day after Thanksgiving at Elwood's,
yeah,
this gentleman, Tom Lee?
I'm Ron Lauer.
Tom Lee?
I don't know why I thought your name was Tom Lee. What's your name again?
Maybe you're thinking of that video Tommy Lee did. Maybe that's it. It's Ron Lowe.
Ron Lowe.
Although everybody in my family says Lau.
Lau, but it's Lowe? Ron
it's,
Lowe?
It's Lowe if you say it's Lowe.
What is it? Is it Lau or Lowe?
I say Lau.
Lau. So it's Ron Lowe.
Ron Lowe came up to us at Elwood's and started talking to us. But there was a whole lot of people around, and I didn't really pay attention to what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent an email to me about something. I don't remember what happened. But then he started talking about circumcision in the email. I'm like... What?
That's kind of personal, Mr. Lau.
Well, not that he didn't personalize it, but it was a weird tangent. He started talking about it as being barbaric, and I couldn't figure out, well, what's up with that. And come to find out, you're part of some group that's anti-circumcision. What's your story?
Well, the story is that there are a number of people like me who feel that circumcision is harmful. It removes valuable parts that a man might wish he still had. It's a lot more harmful than people realize, and it's important to talk about it. Our society's pretty crazy in the things they're kind of uncomfortable talking about. But if we talked about it, more people might realize that maybe it's something that, if you're going to do it, the choice should be left to an adult to make for himself.
Well, why can't you just leave it to your parents? They're trusted enough to name you.
But it's not the parent's body, it's the child's body.
Now, my whole thing about it, and I am uncircumcised, I'd like to point out, but my problem is, why should we care about what's happening to somebody else?
Yeah, that's a good point. People like me, we call ourselves intactivists because we think an infant should be left intact,
mm-hmm,
the way he was born. And it's to us, it's an important human rights issue. Because, you know, all over the world, people will say, well, if you cut anything off of a female when she's born or when she's an adolescent, you're committing a grave atrocity. That's barbaric. And it's just puzzling to me why people don't think it's the same rationale that should be applied to boys.
I don't mean to laugh, but I'm laughing because I don't get it. I truly, okay. First of all, I don't see female mutilation as it's known. I don't think you compare the two can compare the two things.
Yeah, you really can't compare what one should describe as female mutilation to routine male circumcision. But there is a procedure called female circumcision, and if you're careful about the use of that term, it removes parts that are completely analogous to what's taken in male circumcision, and it's actually less harmful. A male circumcision removes half of the sensual nerve endings that a man would ever have. And female circumcision, which is a procedure done to a part I'll just call the hood, actually isn't quite that severe. In fact, in the U.S. since 1996, it's been illegal to do any kind of genital cutting on a female. That would include even a ceremonial pin prick with just a drop of blood drawn, no parts removed.
Mm-hmm.
That's illegal.
Okay,
and yet you can cut away half of a boy's nerve ending.
All right, but here, let's talk real here. Let's leave the female because we're not talking about women in this thing. Let's just leave that out of the equation and not even bring
because
that up.
Because on TLCTugger.com it says, improving the world one penis at a time, Stan.
And so I've never understood guys who, I mean, I don't care whether you're circumcised or not, but I just don't get the whole, if you have been, how do you know you're missing something?
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem, too. Because we're not having a dialogue about this in the United States, men they almost can't be persuaded that they're missing something, no matter what you tell them. There's a website you should probably know about, doctorsopposingcircumcision.org. And if you try and spell that with Google, it'll correct you and take you to the right place. Doctorsopposingcircumcision.org. What's neat about that website is it has a 20-minute video you can watch, which explains the features, if you will call it, the features and functions of the normal anatomy before anything is cut away. And I'm told by doctors who I met with in Seattle this summer that 20 minutes is more information about the male anatomy than most med students have when they graduate medical school in the United States.
Now, you met the doctors at the 9th International Symposium on Circumcision, Genital Integrity, and Human Rights. What is...
That's in there, human rights. I take offense to that because human rights... That's like trivializing human rights atrocities. I mean, there are some real human rights atrocities happening in the world, and I don't see, and I'm just going to keep it to the United States. I don't see an elective surgery that can be done in the United States on males as being equal to the human rights atrocities that happen in the United States, let's say, with the death penalty.
I would never say that it's equal. In fact, you know, one of the greatest human rights atrocities may be the lack of fresh water in some impoverished places.
Well,
there are serious problems. I'm just addressing the problem.
The U.S. of A.
It's just that I'm addressing the problem I'm most expert at helping with. To me, circumcision is a human rights violation because you're making a choice about amputating healthy, normal tissue that evolution took millions of years to put there. I mean, every mammal on Earth has evolved a foreskin. Why would that be if it doesn't belong there? And you're making a choice for somebody. You're taking the choice away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you remove half their sensual nerve endings. You remove the protection. I'm trying to use careful language here, but you remove the protection for everything that should have been covered now becomes dried instead of moist and mucosal sensitive.
Now, what about Ron? And we are talking to Ron Lau, who is with TLCTugger.com. But anyway, now, what about people who say that it's healthier?
World Health Organization has come out and
said
that they believe that circumcision would lower the incidence of AIDS in Africa.
Right. Now, what about that argument, just to bring it to that level?
Yeah, that's a remarkable finding. Until last week... Until noon on Wednesday of last week, Intactivists could say there is not a single medical organization, National Health Society, anything in the world that recommends routine circumcision. There wasn't one. And naturally, the first one that comes out is in the United States, where this procedure is so common. Other medical agencies, for example, the Royal Australasian College of Physicians, that's a group that represents both New Zealand and Australia, has a website you can go to, and their policy on circumcision includes, after extensive review of the literature, the RACP reaffirms that there is no medical indication for routine male circumcision. And I said that louder because they chose to put that in boldface on their website. It's really, there's only this one National Institutes of Health announcement that actually tries to claim that routine circumcision could in any way be a health benefit. And it's just really odd to me that this announcement was made before the studies that they're touting in relation to this were even published for peer review in medical journals. They've only been hinted at that they were recently halted due to positive outcomes in terms of the prevention of AIDS. They were halted early.
Mm-hmm.
So before they were even published, the National Institutes of Health come out with this announcement. It seems very odd to me.
Now, you, Ron, were you circumcised?
I was circumcised at birth in 1962, which was very common back then.
Okay, so, and I was born in 1961, and it didn't happen.
How'd you luck out?
He's Catholic.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons 80, right there.
85% of the world's Catholics are not circumcised.
Yeah, and that's the main reason, and I'm sure that at some point I might have said something. My first words are probably, no! but anyway, Ron, the reason I asked about you, because you had the foreskin restored.
And I undertook foreskin restoration starting in 2001.
Now, okay, first of all, that sounds amazingly painful, but before
it also sounds hokey,
yeah,
too. How can you restore it?
Exactly, but before we even get to that, what made you decide to do that? When did you, from a personal standpoint, get involved in it? Because I couldn't even think of it. I would say that, okay, hey, I'm circumcised, I'm uncircumcised, that's the way it is. I'm not obsessing about it, I don't care.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of this. I would feel bad about telling people this bad news that circumcision is so harmful if there wasn't something you could do to improve your state. I have two daughters. The oldest is now 14. After my kids were born, I started frequenting online parenting groups, like where you learn more about diapering and how to treat, you know,
night. Wait, you have daughters?
Yeah.
Well, see, now I got a problem with that. You don't have a son.
Yeah, so I haven't had to make this tough
yeah,
choice.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't, because at the time my
and
first child
your
was
son
born.
Make your son a weirdo in the locker room.
You know, that's the other argument, is the locker room. Well, today about half of infants are being left intact,
mm-hmm.
and the rate has been dropping. So if you really want to do the right thing by the locker room, you'd leave him intact and let him at least make up his own mind and be what appears to be among the majority.
There's something on his fact sheet that we got from you that says something about intact guys get teased unmercifully. I have never ever been somewhere where somebody said, "Aha, look at that." You know, it's like, who cares?
Well, yeah, it's mostly, you know, hey, quit staring at my junk. I mean, that's the right answer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
a little older than you, and in my day in the locker room, that was a rarity to see somebody who was uncircumcised. It was always, hey, what's up with that guy?
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, that's the way it was back in the beautiful 60s.
Yeah. So, I don't have an argument for why you didn't see any of the teasing. I didn't see any either. And the reason I put that on the fact sheet is because I think that is really sort of a wives' tale that it even happens. But but anyway, getting back to my children, I started trying to learn more about being a good parent, and I found all sorts of parenting news groups, and every once in a while somebody would barge into the group and say, oh, by the way, y'all shouldn't be circumcising, and we'd yell at him, oh, get out of here, we're trying to be good parents. But they got me thinking. Now, a few years go by, and I'm starting to realize something at home with my wife, and that is that nature seems to have played a cruel joke on me. Intimacy keeps getting better and better for her, and I feel like, what am I, going numb? So I started looking back into the circumcision topic again and doing more research online. And about the same time, I heard an interview on Chicago radio. Your friend Buzz Kilman was involved. And this guy had written a book called The Joy of Uncircumcising. And he said, well, you know, we restore our foreskins using tapes and weights, and it's made intimacy a lot better. And
tapes and weights?
Yeah, well, I'm not advocating that, because I haven't something to offer you that doesn't involve tapes. But anyway, he said, we do this restoration, and then they hung up on the interview, and the host of the show said, oh, he made some good points, but I'm not going to hang a weight on it. And that's when Buzz said, and couldn't he just wear a little hat? So
of course Buzz did.
So that got me thinking about what you might do to restore a foreskin, and I've actually invented the little hat.
Hmm.
I recently took my invention to the Everyday Edisons auditions. The Everyday Edisons is a reality show on PBS, and I went there to present my invention.
Oh, Ron,
and I was actually,
this is sick.
Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about Ron's invention.
Ron Lau is in the house with us from TLCTugger.com, and we'll be right back.
Stan and Terry. Streaming at 105.9freefm.com. This is 105.9 WCKG FM.
A public service
Stan
message brought to you by
Stan and Terry. On 105.9 WCKG, Chicago's Free FM.
It's the Stan and Terry Show here on Free FM, 591-WCKG, 591-9254.
And this portion of the Stan and Terry Show is brought to you in part by Lowe's. Finish up your holiday shopping at Lowe's. Spend and get event through Sunday. Lowe's, let's build something together.
Or do you say Lowe's? Because joining us in the house is Ron Lau.
I say Lowe's. that's what they paid for me
Radio
to say.
Radio pitch man Stan Lawrence says Lowe's. But joining us in the house is Ron Lau, who is with TLCTugger.com. And he's, first of all, and very basically against circumcision.
Yes, he's pro-foreskin.
Pro-foreskin.
I'm pro the natural state that you're born in, and I'm in favor of adults making a choice for themselves.
Okay, but what adult male decides one day, you know what, I think I'm going to go get a circumcision?
Right.
That doesn't happen.
Right, because I can understand you saying, to a certain extent, I can understand you saying that there's a kid, you know, with a baby being circumcised. I can understand you talking about mutilation from that standpoint, but what adult is getting circumcised?
Very few. 80% of the world is intact the way nature made them, and very few of them choose to get circumcised as adults because they're quite happy with the way things are.
All right. You're not anti-Semitic, are you?
No, this has nothing to do with that.
All right. I had to ask that question.
There are, by the way, 50 times as many Muslims who are circumcised as there are Jews.
Really?
Yeah. People think it's a Jewish thing. I don't even think about that aspect of it.
What's in the boxes?
Oh, I brought you guys samples of my little hat, which I call the...
samples?
I don't know
if I want to open that.
Terry apparently doesn't need it. It's called the Your Skin Cone.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, first of all, are you taking a shot at me, Ron? They're little hats that are supposed... Why is his that size?
But won't this come off? Because it's tacky on the inside.
Stan is holding a little cone-shaped piece of silicone rubber that kind of looks like a lampshade.
Okay.
And
but there's no nerve endings in here.
That's not what helps you feel better. What you do with that?
Why is his three times bigger than mine? That's what I want to know.
Nature.
I don't know. I just took a guess.
Nature. That's all I can say.
No, I didn't know you were intact, and I was just trying to have a dig.
It's the West Indian thing.
Anyway, so what you do with this little lampshade-shaped thing, you take the skin you've got left, and you sort of roll it forward until it's covering everything. If you can picture just sort of pulling on your skin, rolling it forward, and sort of bunching it up.
As opposed to the weight on the end.
Forget the weight. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got this bunched-up skin, and you pop the cone on there. And the skin now, you had to sort of stretch it to get into that state, and it wants to roll right back, but it can't because the cone is there. The skin would have to get wider to clear off the end and to go back where it belongs, and the cone prevents that.
Freaky.
So you can wear this.
I've seen freaky stuff like this in magazines. This is a pain thing.
It doesn't hurt at all. I'm wearing it right now. It's very comfortable. I wore it.
You are not.
Absolutely. You're not going to make me drop my drawers.
Well, no, but why would you walk around wearing it?
Because it keeps the skin in a covering state so that everything is covered and can remain supple and sensitive the way it was meant to be.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay when you're out of gear, but what happens when you ratchet up to high gear?
When the action starts, the cone comes off.
Oh, okay. Well, but what good is that then?
What good it is that the whole other 23 hours of the day or 12 hours of the day, I don't know how much time you spend getting busy, but the whole rest of the time, Your skin has had nothing but you in contact with your natural mucosal surfaces, and so it has regained a natural health and suppleness.
Well, I'm sorry, Ron, but I can't get over this. I'm glad that I am uncircumcised because I'd be insulted by the size of mine. If people could see that, he handed us boxes, and I opened mine up, and it's just this little cone. It's supposed to a little hat, as he called it. Stan's got a fedora.
But this is freaky.
Terry has a thimble.
Exactly.
This is just a comfort zone for just hanging around. But how do you know that you're not going to go out of pause anytime? I mean, you know, you could be watching something and all of a sudden, you know, you do a neutral drop and you're in high gear.
Yeah, when that happens, if we're going to stick with all this euphemistic language, when things get a little turgid, the cone stays put unless you take it off. So it actually, at that time, you're getting a little bit of extra tension in your skin. And
well, that's not good.
It's not bad, because when you put skin under tension, new skin cells will grow.
But not nerve endings.
New nerve endings may not grow, but the
you got bags under your eyes. if I make quite a phrase.
Wow.
Normal skin that's exposed to the air includes skin cells that are down deep, which are alive and growing all the time, and as those work their way to the surface, mm-hmm. they become more deadened. And when your skin's exposed to the air, you actually get a thicker and thicker layer of those dead outer cells.
That's called callus.
That's called, in our terms, it's called keratinization, meaning the skin you'd find there if you analyzed it contains more keratin.
It'd be called a callus, right?
Yeah, so you're calloused, and I was calloused. And by wearing the cone, you keep your skin covering everything, and what's underneath gets uncalloused, and you get more supple and sensitive.
Mine fits on my baby finger.
Get over it. I thought you'd have a sense of humor about this. You're really taking this hard.
So, well, hey, who's got the bigger hands?
All right. Okay, if we got to go by that, I did notice when you put your finger in yours, like, oh, wow, maybe he did make the right decision.
This little hat comes in all sorts of sizes. If you want to tell me what size you are, I can fit you properly.
I don't need one.
I just don't get it. I just don't understand. I got so many other things in my life to think about. I never worry about my equipment. I mean, you know.
And I didn't worry about it one lick until I was 35 years old. And then I realized, you know what? It's not getting any better, and I wish it was.
What do you mean by better?
Well,
Did you have a decrease in performance or somehow?
I wouldn't say in performance. It was more like I could go and go and go and never quite get anywhere unless I really concentrated and really tried hard.
Well,
and
maybe that has nothing to do with circumcision or non-circumcision.
It could have to do with all sorts of things. But anyway.
I got a feeling that your wife kind of liked that.
She was okay with it for a while, but it actually, there's such a thing as too much. Mm. There's such a thing as too much friction. There's such a thing as just, you know, too late of an hour. And so anyway, I did start looking into it and realizing that there's this thing out there called foreskin restoration that people do. And I looked into it. There were methods online you could read about where people use the tapes and the weights, and that didn't appeal to me at all. I did try it for a little while, but it didn't take me long to realize I needed something that didn't involve peeling tape from my skin every morning in the shower, because that, you know, sometimes you even bleed. So I've invented a tapeless device, and
a great stocking stuffer, by the way.
It is. In fact,
Ron.
In fact, it's getting kind of late in the holiday season. But if you go to my website, you can actually download a gift certificate form, so you can purchase your gift certificate and present that on Christmas Day, and then
TLCTugger.com.
Your loved one can then contact us and get the right equipment for them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I invented a tapeless device that allowed me to put more tension on the skin even than the little lampshade-shaped thing you're holding allows. And that's the TLC Tugger. You're holding the Your Skin Cone. The TLC Tugger lets me tension my skin actively with about a pound of force.
Whoa.
And
Pasadena. If I don't think I want to go there.
If it's uncomfortable, you're pulling too hard. And if you use this gentle, persistent tension, you can grow up to an inch of new skin per year. Mm. And after 3.5 years, I had enough. So that you can see all the before and after pictures on my website are me, because I couldn't get anybody else to volunteer. But anyway, you can see that I have enough skin to be covered all the time.
All righty. Well, more power to you.
Wow. Oh, dude. That didn't hurt?
It doesn't hurt. Once in a while,
I just don't get the point, though. You lost me. What are you getting from it? I mean, you're not getting any more girth. You're not getting it. When it comes down to getting in the game, You haven't got a bigger bicep.
Somebody who's got that slinky tube of slack skin.
Stop it. Okay, go ahead, Rob.
A person with their natural amount of skin is wider, because every time that organ slides outwardly, the skin envelops the end of it, and so it's thicker by a double thickness of skin. all around.
So
it
now
has more girth.
So if me as a guy who's uncircumcised, if I used any of your methods, I would just have foreskin to my knees.
You'd be the elephant man.
I'd be the elephant man.
You'd be Mr. Merrick.
I'll be happy to fit you up because I send a lot of devices to intact guys. People who were born with maybe a little bit less skin, or people who, based on bad medical advice when they were kids, manipulated their skin in a way that isn't recommended, and it actually stunted the growth of their natural skin, and they wound up shorter on the foreskin scale than most, and they want to just increase. And actually, there are gay men who really want to have just huge amounts of foreskin because of things they can do with other gay men. But that's for another show later at night.
we're going to walk away from that.
We're going to walk away from that and pretend it never happened.
Sorry. But that's a very tiny slice of the business. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, good luck with this, man, because I don't get it.
You don't get it, but it's
totally over my head. I don't understand.
No pun intended.
It's nothing new, though. It's been going on since biblical times. I have here a passage from the first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Thereupon they built a place of exercise at Jerusalem, according to the customs of the heathen, and made themselves uncircumcised, and forsook the holy covenant.
Bible are you reading that out of?
That's the book of Maccabees. It's in the Bible.
Hmm.
And this relates to a time when there were a lot of Jews living in Greek-controlled territory. And the Greek custom was to do a lot of socializing in the gymnasium, a place where men exercised in the nude.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were not intact,
people got made fun of.
It would be quite obvious.
Started back then.
It's like, look what he doesn't have. It was kind of the opposite. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't, it was actually seen as comically vulgar to have yourself hanging out and exposed like that without the skin covering it the way it should be.
That's why they invented the towel.
And so, in that day, the Bible says that the Jews attempted to pass as non-Jews by pulling on their foreskins until they could grow new skin. They made themselves uncircumcised, as it says here. And later in the chapter, they're quite seriously chastised and admonished and smitten for doing that. But
smitten is the word.
Yeah.
But it's been going on a long time.
That's another chapter in Greek history for another show in another time slot.
Well, thanks for stopping by. And like Stan said, good luck with it. Ron Lau. TLCHugger.com.
No, Hugger.
I keep saying Hugger. Yeah, you know why? Because it says TLCTugger.com, because TLC Hugger is a different thing, too.
Yeah.
TLCTugger, TUGGER.com.
And if somebody really wants to support the cause of intactivism, I'm giving away, through my website, free bumper stickers to anybody who just sends us an email. Things like circumcision, his body, his decision. Could be on your back window or your bumper.
What is that? Bring home your whole baby. Say no to circumcision.
There's another one.
Ooh, no, I'm not gonna put that one on my car.
A foreskin is not a birth defect is a nice message you can have. And if you want me to make you something custom, we can do that too. So that's for free at the website. We have a free offer for expecting fathers, because I'd like them to wear this cone and realize how sensitive they can be, and they'll never consider cutting away half their son's nerve endings.
Okay, why don't you send something to the Oscar Mayer people and see if they'll put it on their vehicle.
WCKG. This is 105.9 WCKG Free FM.
If you're circumcised, undo the damage with TLCTugger.com. Restore your sensitivity. Go to TLCTugger.com.
Alrighty then. Well, that wraps up the interview part. If you have a topic for Circumspect or would like to be a guest on the phone or in person, just go to tlctugger.com and send us an email with any of the links on any of those web pages. You'll find a link to send us email. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.